guys, we wanted to tell you about something fun we have coming up that we're pretty excited about. We are doing a live recording of our show at UCB Sunset in Los Angeles. It's on Tuesday, January 31st at 8:30 p.m. And tickets are just $7. You can get them at the UCB Sunset website. And we'll also throw up links on our Twitter and Instagram.
And don't think if you don't live in the Los Angeles area that you'll be out of the loop, because we're going to release this live podcast to our fans on the iTunes site starting, I believe, on February 14th, which is Valentine's Day. And for that very reason, we decided to launch a little Valentine's Day theme for the show. And so it's called Definitely Dying Presents Love and Death. And we will explore love, sex, and all things in between, and in particular, all the ways in which those things can kill you, because that's what we talk about here.
Get your tickets, UCB Sunset, January 31st at 8:30 p.m. We hope to see you there.
See you then.
Hello, I'm Madeline Walter.
And I'm Ben Axelrad, and we're both hypochondriacs.
I think I'm sick when I'm not.
Anytime I'm sick, I think I'm a goner for sure.
Welcome to Definitely Dying, the podcast about health concerns, both real and imagined.
Because it's better to laugh about it together than cry about it alone.
I have a runny nose and an ingrown hair, and
my knee hurts.
My arm is kind of rash.
Is that a rash?
And I had Asian food, and that makes me feel kind of sick. I might be lactose intolerant.
Welcome to another Definitely Dying. It is a rainy Thursday here in Los Angeles. Thank goodness. It's finally been like raining like a normal LA winter.
Yeah, this is what they claimed January would be like when I moved here, at least.
Yeah.
We'd get like a month or so, maybe 2 months of like solid downpour.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're both from places that have seasons.
Yeah.
I long for it.
I do too.
Not the snow. I'm glad that we don't have snow.
I miss the snow.
You do miss it? Yeah. I don't, because it has no. I feel like if you celebrated Christmas as a kid, uh-huh. then snow has like a sort of a soft place in your heart.
Yeah.
Wherein for me, it's the cold sting of snowballs every, every December through March. And, yeah, but anyway.
Because I celebrated Christmas and you were bullied.
I was bullied. I grew up in a family of Grinches. literal green monster-like creatures that live atop a hill.
And you never saw them other than walking by that hill and being pelted by snowballs.
That's right. That's right.
So we were talking when we were planning this episode. Sometimes we've given you a peek behind the curtain of this show. Mm-hmm. We're going to get even deeper behind that curtain. We will often have a planning phone call.
Yeah, it's true. We do.
During our most recent planning phone call, we got on a wildly long tangent about, is almond butter actually much better for you than peanut butter? Because mm-hmm. I think I was, as I want to do, I was eating while on the phone, and I was eating like a banana and almond butter.
That's right. Yeah, you definitely were. I'll remember it until the day I die.
That's too bad.
Yeah. No, there's something about, there's something about eating a banana that's like very recognizable to me over the phone.
Yeah, because it's like
the mush of a banana. Yeah. Madeline very unapologetically did that for 45 minutes of peanut butter tangent. No, that's not true.
Because I ate 12 bananas. It took me 45 minutes. So this was interesting because I always thought almond butter was like definitely healthier than peanut butter because it's more expensive and tastes a little worse.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we looked it up It's like not meaningfully better for you.
No, I mean, I think the big thing is that peanut butter is not bad for you. That we grew up eating a lot of peanut butters that were maybe like in that category of junk food because they were, you know, laden with like sugars and whatnot. Your average Jif or your Skippy or whatever, you know, the peanut butter that's inside of the chocolate Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
That's probably bad for you.
Yes.
And in comparison to that, you should get your hands on some almond butter.
But
if you're eating a healthy organic peanut butter, it didn't really seem like there was a great differentiation.
Yeah, or like more so than so this sent me down a little bit of a rabbit hole of like researching.
What'd you find?
I found that like most of the alternative nut butters, like mm-hmm. cashew butter, sunflower seed butter. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like now I feel like there's just like every kind of nut butter you can imagine. Most of them, again, are like not definitively better than just peanut butter that has that doesn't have sugar. Because like pretty much the thing that makes like a lot of peanut butters bad is simply that they have like added sugar, salt, or oils. And so I did a lot of research. Well, I think I can. This is not a big reveal, but like one of the segments we're going to do later today is a peanut butter taste test. And so when I was trying to find the peanut butters for our peanut butter taste test, I did a lot of research on what peanut butters were definitively the best.
Yeah, yeah.
And even a lot of the healthy peanut butters have like added stuff that's not necessary. But the thing that was most interesting to me is peanut butter is basically the same as other nut butters, and a lot of those other nut butters are worse.
Right, right.
But I think we're being tricked.
I mean, I would guess that peanut butter exists as the popular choice because peanuts were really accessible. Like and that at this point, we can get our hands on pretty much every nut. Peanut can't be the one. I mean, it's a cheap nut.
I feel like I didn't even read a whole article, but I read a headline that like a lot of people are tricked into thinking foods are healthier because they're more expensive.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And I feel like that we're absolutely being like hoodwinked by almond butter.
Oh, yeah.
Because almond butter, I feel like the cheapest almond butter I've ever seen was $7 a jar.
Right, right.
And most of them are more. And I always did just straight up assume that was better for me.
Well, I think that's, as we circle back to our conversation about the rain, as anyone living in Los Angeles, and it seems like the rest of the world knows at this point, we've been in the midst of a really long drought.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're so excited when it rains every once in a while. But one of the things that I had heard is that the almond industry accounts for something like 10% of the water use, and so then you come to understand why it costs so much more money to make almond butter.
Yeah, it's because the almonds are drinking up all our water.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Or like I remember I'm a huge coconut water fan.
Oh,
as
And
I remember being so baffled at why, you know, a water type product or whatever would cost a minimum of like $3 per liter.
Yeah.
And then I came to realize that's because it takes like 20 coconuts to make one of those coconut waters. So, you know, I think that's the thing is that, you know, there's a great surplus of peanuts. And so we're trying to get rid of them. And there's a great surplus. There for so long had been a great surplus of corn in this country.
Yeah.
And so we turned it into a sugar fuel.
Syrup,
yeah, exactly. Then they like to tell us in the same way that they used to tell you don't eat, you know, pork for religious reasons.
Yeah.
But the reality is you would just kill yourself by eating a, you know, foul swine.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just trying to get us to – they're trying to tell us that a thing is healthy. But the reality is they just need us to do it for other reasons.
Yeah.
Does that seem right to you?
Well, I feel like peanut butter is cheap and healthy. But then the other nut butters, they don't need us to eat those other nuts.
Right. No, what I'm saying is they don't need us to eat the peanut butter. They just have all these peanuts, so they need there to be peanut products, and then they need for there to be a good reason for
Well, I learned actually that Kellogg, like this Kellogg cereal guy, like he made – like so I know like he didn't invent peanut butter, but he like made a mainstream brand of peanut butter just because he felt like there should be an alternative protein source to meat.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was –
that movie.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It's not specifically about that, but I can't think of what it's called.
Yeah, well, and then it was like sent overseas to like soldiers and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yes, so basically, yes, you're right. I agree. They probably had a bunch of peanuts, and they were like, "How do we make this into a useful thing?"
Right. Yeah, and so we sent it to our troops overseas. Also, because you can package it cheaply, and it lasts for a very long time. At least
I love
the stuff that's
I
would say
it's
you're the biggest peanut butter
fan
that I know.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan.
That said, I don't know any other big peanut butter fans, but maybe I do, and just we don't have as many conversations about it as you and I do.
Yeah.
But,
well, you know what people say: a friend is just a peanut butter fan you haven't met yet.
That's true. They do say that, and up until this point, and probably after this point too, it didn't make any sense to me.
It continues to not make any sense.
But I love it, and I'll continue to say it. And,
should we start the show?
Yeah, let's start the show.
Cool. Guys, we have an awesome guest. I'm so excited. You have seen her on TBS's Clipped. She's a writer for Adam Ruins Everything, which is such a funny, cool show. You should check it out. And she's also a writer on the upcoming Amazon series from Jill Soloway called I Love Dick, which when she told me that, I fully freaked out for like 2 minutes because it's such a cool show. You should. Is the pilot still up?
I don't think so. I think we took it down.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Well, soon you'll be able to see it all. And right now you'll be able to listen to our conversation with Deanna Riesenhover. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're so glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here, too. Thank you for having me.
Oh, this is great. We're really excited. As anyone from outside of Detroit knows, I'm also from Detroit. Mm-hmm. And as anyone from inside of Detroit knows, I'm from the suburbs of Detroit. And so Deanna is a Detroiter, and so I'm always excited when I've got a hometown pal in the studio with us.
Yeah, but are you a Red Wings fan?
No, not I, hockey. Because that's the thing is hockey. Represents the cold, and I moved here to get away from it. Are you a big Red Wings fan?
I mean, I am because that's our only team that we can always count on.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, because like nobody else really knows how to play hockey.
No.
United States is like not like nobody's really like good
at
hockey.
What's this ice? Yeah.
Just wobbling. We've all seen the LA Kings just wobbling across the ice.
Did they just wobble their way right into that Stanley Cup?
That's a real problem.
I don't want to make myself sound like a hockey fan because honestly, up until this year, I thought Wayne Gretzky played for the Red Wings, which is a big mistake.
Does he still play?
No.
But he played for New York, right?
He played for Edmonton, and he played for our hometown Kings. Go Kings!
Wait, he played. Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah, it was like
I always thought he was a Red Wing. I thought that's why we were good.
Yeah,
because we had Wayne Gretzky.
No, I felt when I was young, I felt the same way that if I knew of a sports player, it meant that they had to play for our team. Because otherwise, why would I be familiar with? Why do I care the guy who's dunking for the Chicago Bulls? No, Michael Jordan. He's my dad.
Yeah. I didn't understand for a long time. Like, I was really dumb about mascots. Like, I kind of thought that, like, the Chicago Bulls, when I was, like, 7, I thought that they were, like, bulls. You know what I mean? Like, underneath this, they're bull. They're, like, bulls that have taken on human form and are basketballing. It's a real dumbass.
But
it's very impressive.
What did I think a piston was?
Yeah.
Well, we're from Detroit. That's part of our automobiles. Oh, yeah. We know about pistons.
Sure.
I mean, we were all born with a toolkit in our hands.
But it was the mascot in the uniform.
Would have been Piston, right? Yeah.
That's true. What's the mascot of the Pistons?
I don't think we have one.
It's a horse.
Oh, that's right. It is a horse. Yeah, it's a horse.
Very confusing.
But like a cartoony horse?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There was a period back in the, I guess it was in the 90s where we adopted bright teal uniforms that had this horse mascot on it. And it's like the, it's an embarrassing era in Detroit lore. But then we kept this weird horse mascot. Even though we got rid of the uniforms, we sort of disavowed all knowledge of that era in our history. Much like I anticipate we will with the next 4 years in our country's history.
Oh my God.
It'll all be like season 2 of Friday Night Lights.
Exactly. Yeah.
Season 2 Friday Night Lights it and just pick up right where we left off. Pretend like. Landry and Tyra never hit anybody with their car.
Which I actually believed probably will be the exact storyline involving Donald Trump. Like, it'll be literally Landry and Tara's storyline. It's just we will have wiped it from our country's history. There just was no 2016 to 2020.
I've never seen Friday Night Lights, so I only know the, like, inside Amy Schumer sketch.
Where she has a bigger and bigger wine.
Yeah.
It's pretty accurate.
Yeah,
just imagine that sketch and then just, like, add some of, like, the most heartfelt TV drama you've ever seen in your life, characters you really want to root for, a lot of just like really like beautiful family values and people really like stepping up in times of challenge.
Have you ever thought about doing like the TCA conference?
I would love
to. Great. I don't know. It would be interesting to watch that show again now because I've had that reaction. You know, going back to that subject of our president-elect, I've had that reaction when I watch things that previously, say during the Obama administration, would have seemed funnier that no longer seem funny because now they're representative of the type of people. Like most of the cast on Friday Night Lights voted for Donald Trump, and I found that to be a hard thing to watch. I don't mean the actors. I mean the people that they played on that show.
Right, the characters.
Probably the cast too. But
Connie Britton would never.
Not Connie Britton.
Don't you dare.
Oh, Connie Britton might.
She might really.
Connie Britton might. Oh, I feel like she would. She's a redhead. You can't trust her.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good point. Good point.
I feel like she didn't vote.
I probably didn't vote.
I don't know.
It's the worst when people are like, I didn't vote. I'm like, why are you telling me?
I know. Yeah,
it's like you're proud of this.
Right.
Yeah, it's
like
crazy.
You saw what happened.
Yeah. What else did you have to do today?
Yeah. You were really that busy?
Yeah. I had to go to Trader Joe's. Out of crackers.
Well, we got one more. Anyway, should we start the way that we start this thing? Should we get out the hat?
Yeah, I want to get out the hat, but I'm also curious when we walked in the studio. So Deanna mentioned that she's listened to the podcast before, and she said that she kind of had an interesting thought about our classic question also. Before we jump to the hat, can I just am curious, just kind of as a sidebar question, on a scale of 1 to 10. How much do you fear death?
What if I pretended I didn't know what you were talking about? After all that preamble, I was just like, what? I think I actually think about it a lot.
Yeah.
I think probably on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say probably a solid, like, 9.
That's some of the high. Like, people, usually say, like, 6. That's why. How come?
I don't believe in going middleman. All in or all out.
Yeah.
Because you know this a bit. Like, growing up in Detroit, mm-hmm. it's like, it's sort of like anything can happen at any moment.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like normal things terrify. Like doorbells.
Yeah.
Hate doorbells, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because why?
Well, because I didn't know you were coming. If I knew you were coming, you wouldn't have had to ring the door.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
I would have been out on my porch with a shotgun.
Did a bunch of scary shit happen when you were like a kid in Detroit?
Yeah. Not to get like too crazy depressing. My life was, before I start off, I want to be like, my life was fine. My family's great. But I grew up in an area that was, you know, changing.
Yeah.
And I happened to have grown across the street from a crack house.
Oh,
wow.
So I'm laughing at this. This is not funny. So there was a lot of neighbors just like yelling at things and like talking to trees. Like, there was a very big tree outside of the house. So, you know, there's this one guy that would come out, you know, I guess smoke his crack, however you do.
Yeah.
And then come out and have his daily tree conversation. Just like talk to the tree. And sometimes get in fights with it. You know?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what? Well, okay, I have two questions. The first one's a stupid question. I have used the term and heard the term crack house many a time.
Yeah.
But can you what is a crack house? Is it a place where people live and do crack or buy crack or both?
Both.
Okay.
It's a full stop crack studio for all your crackle needs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
It was definitely a place where they were selling drugs.
Okay.
I personally called the police like way too much.
Oh, wow.
Really?
No one had told me like that whole snitches get stitches when I was 7, but they should have.
Yeah.
It rhymed.
Yeah.
You always teach children rhymes.
Snitches wind up in ditches and are little bitches.
Yeah.
You would have remembered forever.
I would have. And once I did know, I did remember forever.
Wait, so you called the police?
I would call the police because they would be screaming and fighting and threatening.
Yeah.
One of my, and I had this other, the neighbor who was, directly next to the crack house was slightly mentally incapacitated and was schizophrenic and would yell out of his window all day, just nonsense. So, of course, they didn't get along. You would think the two yellers would be like, hey, we have a lot in common.
Yeah, we both have the same style.
You like yelling? I love yelling.
They both thought they were best friends with Tree.
Yeah, exactly. The conflict was really over the tree. Like, who the tree BFF was. But they got into a fight. And the other neighbor, I guess, had come out of his house, which he very rarely did because he was also very agoraphobic. And they shot him, and they shot him 4 times.
Wow!
And
yikes!
Yeah, he was a really big guy. This is very significant.
Yeah.
So he comes over to our house, and he's like pounding on the door, and he's bleeding. And they had shot him 3 times. No, twice in the chest, once in the stomach, and once in the leg. And it would have killed him, but he was so big that he was like fine.
Yeah.
And so he was laying on our couch, and he was bleeding, and it took the police like an hour to get there.
Oh,
like, he should have died. You know, they shot him in the stomach. But when they got there, they were like, we forgot a stretcher. Can you walk?
We forgot.
No. What?
How do you forget? guest.
They had gone. I guess they had just gone the whole day. They were like, "We're missing something."
That's insane.
They forgot a stretcher.
That's like two guys walk up to one of the like an ambulance, and the second guy's like, "I'll drive," and they just get into his Civic. They just get into. Guys, we don't have any of the equipment or the stretcher because we took my Civic.
Yikes!
Oh man, but the leg room. I was confused. They ended up saying, they were like, "Well, we took a long time to get here, but basically, like, his body saved him because he should not have made it." They shot him right in the chest.
Yeah.
So I thought about, I still do think about death a lot. So when someone knocks on the door, rings the doorbell, I'm like, death is here, death is coming, it is my time.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long did you live in Detroit until you went to college?
Yeah, until I went to college.
Cool.
And this is the last thing I'll say about that, because I know it sounds like a depressing story, but now when I look back on it, it's like, it's almost funny. I mean, because the guy made it, they eventually got kicked out. But you know how you see all those videos of like black people like on the news, and they look crazy, like they're always wearing some crazy outfit, hair tied up, like sweet brown. Like,
oh, video that like everybody would like was like, isn't this funny? And then you're like, it's racist.
So like less the news and more YouTube remixes of the news.
Somewhere there's a video of me like that, because I was like 12. And you know when you're like in your house and you're not really like, my hair is tied up, and I was like 12, and the news interview was interviewing me, and I'm like, well, see, my neighbor, like, because there's a camera all of a sudden, and like everything in your neighborhood and your life has changed. Like I didn't think I was going to make it out with my life. I thought they were going to come and shoot me. So I was all like crazed.
And then someone's like, how did that feel?
Well, my neighbor. And it's just like, I was the worst. I was like some stuttering, horrible, like little child. They should have interviewed me. I don't know why.
That's crazy.
I don't know why my parents let that happen.
Were they interviewing everyone, or were you just the eyewitness? You became like the voice of perspective on the shooting in your neighborhood.
I think what happened was, because the police were probably talking to my mom.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I was just kind of standing out dazed on the front lawn barefoot, you know, and they were like, there's somebody. There's someone with a scoop.
How did your parents, like, were your parents used to this kind of thing, or like, how did they react when this sort of thing happened? Like, did they seem very fearful on a daily basis, or did they like hold it down pretty well?
Well, we're a good Midwestern family, so we don't talk about feelings, you know, right?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's, you only talk about like casseroles and like what you're gonna, well, what do you want for Christmas? You're like, it's February. Yeah.
Which is hard for me because I have real feelings about casseroles.
Which are?
They're good. And I'll tell anyone who asks.
I'm not afraid to say it.
I'll tell the news.
You get out there right now. You stand up barefoot on that front lawn until a news truck comes.
There is a YouTube remix of me freaking out about a casserole that if anyone gets their hands on it, I'm out.
Okay, but what's your casserole of choice?
Tuna.
Tuna?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like a good like tuna noodle casserole?
Yeah, like a tuna noodle.
Oh, no. I don't think fish is supposed to be hot.
No, that's
that's good. It's a good point. If they had mayonnaise in it, I would never let it near heat. But you just use the tuna, and then it mixes in with like the cream sauce kind of thing, and it like becomes it's just sort of like a it's like this. I don't know. I in my head, as I was about to say this, I was like, this is going to make it more appealing, but I think this is actually less appealing.
Yeah.
There's just, the tuna's a little softer than like the chicken, and I think that the consistency works better with the noodles than like a chicken or like a ground beef kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, the truth is I haven't had a casserole since Michigan.
Since you left.
Yeah, have you?
No, I haven't, but you just taught, well, I guess mac and cheese, which is
that's true.
Casserole, yeah.
But you just taught me something, because all this time I thought tuna noodle casserole was like just tuna and mayo and noodles.
Oh,
mayo.
No,
there's like, but it's like what replaces the mayo, or like the creamy part of that casserole is like you put like a cream of mushroom soup or a cream of celery soup in it, and it's basically you just dump like noodles, some kind of canned cream soup, and then like my mom used to always put like peas in it.
Yeah, you gotta get some peas in there. Yeah.
Who came up with cream of celery soup, by the way?
Who came up with cream of celery soup? Yeah.
Who was like, you know what's good with celery? Milk.
Yeah, right. And also just who had that surplus of celery? Like who made the wrong decision on quantity of celery that like resulted in having to make a soup out of the remains, you know?
Also, cream of celery was my soup of choice.
Why?
It was my fave.
It's pretty good. Yeah. It's pretty good.
I don't know why, but like my favorite meal was just like a hot bowl of like, I didn't like cream of mushroom. Yeah. Like I didn't like the other cream of anything no. soups except for like, to me, like cream of celery was like the original cream soup.
You were like, give me that crunchy water.
That's what Madeline every day would ask her, would cry until her mother gave her that crunchy water. Madeline was a thermos kid growing up. Like she was one of those thermos of soup at school kids.
I didn't like sandwiches. And so I would either go with a thermos of soup or there was a period of time.
This is gross.
Where my mom would send me with a buttered bagel and little rolled up pieces of salami.
Ooh.
And and then they had to stop because my farts got too bad.
she was too gassy for school.
My parents were like, I'm sorry, you can't.
They were like, the other parents were like, either she's got to ditch the salami or you got to hold her back. Another class has to suffer through this one.
You?
I was probably like third grade.
I sound like you were going to say 30.
Recently.
30. I think at around 30, you just stop being bothered by your own
you
farts. You just like, screw it. Deal with it, other people on this bus.
When I was in college, I had my own single, and I discovered like chocolate. It was so good. Chocolate soy milk and kashi cereal for the first time, and I was eating it for like breakfast and lunch and dinner.
Like putting chocolate milk on kashi?
Yes.
How did I never do that in my life?
Do it now. Well,
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, don't get too excited, because my farts were so bad that I called maintenance because I thought my radiator was broken.
You complained about your roommate and it was you.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, it was such a mess.
I'm going to tell this story and then we might have to cut it.
Mine's not the same. We can't cut.
I know. Mine's not about farting. It's that it's just thinking back to like roommate situations in college. And we had this roommate. I may have mentioned him on this podcast before. He was this guy. We called him the snowman. And I feel bad about that because he was albino. And he looked like he was like 18, but he looked exactly like Kenny Rogers. The gross thing that he did, I'm going to say the gross thing that he did, which is he would make cheese dogs in a pot on the stove and then leave the water and use that water over and again to make, we called it a cheese dog tea.
Oh.
And my voice just cracked. That's how upsetting
cheese
it was to me.
Tea.
But I only say this because I want to get public opinion on my side.
Yes.
So he used to buy Cokes and we would take his Cokes and we were on the 13th floor and we would throw them out. This was in New York City. We would throw them out the window and hit cabs. We would like so that they would explode on the windshield of a cab.
Oh my gosh.
And so they ended up catching me, of course, because I'm not I'm neither a smooth nor smart criminal. And so I lied and told them that it was a friend who had, you know, fleed the building moments before. And I got away with it other than they bolted shut everyone's windows on my entire floor. And so,
oh my God.
So I wasn't the guy who stank people out with my farts. Oh. I was the one who prevented anyone from
escaping
when the fart air arrived.
Yeah. Turn it into just a whole fart floor.
That's what I did. I was
And by the way, the fact that you got your windows bolted shut means you didn't get away with it at all.
Oh no, I didn't get away. Right, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
They're like, well, just in case your friend comes.
Oh no,
back.
It's true. Yeah. No,
we'll bolt all your windows.
The staff of the 13th Street dorm is still on the lookout for Jackson Pesci.
Wait, say that one more time, please.
Jackson Pesci.
Jackson.
Wait, is that what you call it? Is that?
That was the name of the guy who I blamed for. He just was a local New Yorker who just lived with his parents, so he wasn't in danger of getting kicked out of the dorms. So I just blamed him.
Jackson
and they were like,
Pesci.
Jackson!
I hope you were looking around your room and you just saw like a movie for Jackson Pollock and Joe Pesci.
And Jackson Pesci.
And then I began work on my screenplay. It wasn't a good script. It turned out it was a bad project. I apologize.
Joe Pesci's like twin brother that didn't make it.
Yeah. Who was also Jackson Pollock's twin brother,
yes.
who did make it.
Who did make it.
Wow, we really spiraled. I don't think we need the hat. I think we just did a question.
We did it.
And I feel like.
Have you guys described this hat, by the way? Because it's perfect. It's perfect.
Would you describe it?
Well, it's like a Willy Wonka-ish purple top hat that is 65 centimeters right now.
The measurement is right there. You got to leave the size tags on your prop hats.
You guys have big heads? I have a really big head.
I have a really little head.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that like?
Actually, I don't love it because I would love to get a short haircut, but my head is a little too small for my body.
Oh.
And I don't think I will look proportionally exactly right with a ponytail because my head's just a little too small.
I think you look good with a ponytail because you have such a good jawline.
But I got a little teeny head. I probably look good with a ponytail if you like take a picture from like a school portrait style.
Oh yeah.
But if I have a ponytail and you see me from far away, you'll be like, something looks off about that woman. I can't put my finger on it.
Something looks off about that pony.
If I only crop her like I would a school portrait, she looks fine. Do you have a big head?
Probably, but there aren't like a. How do you find out that you have a big head?
You try on hats and you're like, none of this fits.
Oh,
should I pour this out and?
Let's see if the 65 centimeter fits.
Yeah, let's see.
Try it.
I feel like I should have a drum roll.
Yeah, you know here.
Coming in at 65 centimeters.
Yay! It fits perfectly, actually.
It looks good.
It's nice. Perfect. Did you take a picture?
Well, guys, I'm off to go run a chocolate factory.
You get nothing. You get nothing. That's awesome.
So you lived in a place where, like sometimes a person would get shot. And then you went to Oberlin, which is pretty
the opposite.
Remote,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Was that weird?
It was. I was so... Now when I see people from college, they're like, you seem so much happier, so much more relaxed.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, I guess I was. I guess I had, like, it was sort of traumatic, that stuff, that when it would happen. You know what I mean? Because it was like, I don't want to make it seem like I was living precious. But
Sure, no.
It was like one of those things where, you know, like, everything was fine until it wasn't. And then when things weren't fine, they were really not fine.
Yeah.
So when I went to college, I was kind of expecting, like, craziness to happen at any moment.
Yeah.
And it was really just a bunch of, like, kids from New York who, you know, wanted to... perform wit, you know what I mean?
right, terrible
play for college students to do.
Were you in it? Did you guys actually perform it?
No, okay. No. Luckily, we had a teacher that was smart enough to be like, no, you can do This Is Our Youth.
Which one is wit?
Wit is the one where the woman has cancer and she dies and she gets completely naked at the end.
Which is significant because
she's like in her 50s and her body is like cancer ridden. It's not so effective when everybody's like a hot 22 year old.
Pulling it straight from the Girls of Oberlin calendar.
Yeah. Lena Dunham went there. I think she was there when I was there.
Really?
Oh, no way.
I never met her, though.
Huh.
Well, there's the end of that story.
Madeline, who haven't you met?
No. Can you put a finger on like when you got like more... Comfortable, or was it just sort of gradual?
I don't think. I think it was like the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And even now, I'm still very jumpy.
Yeah.
I have a girlfriend named Patricia, and she's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But when we're driving, and she always likes to drive because she gets car sick. When we're driving, like at night, if she like does something very normal, which is touch my leg, I will scream and jump in the car. I will like be like, ah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like,
I'm the same way.
Who did you think was here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going 60 miles per hour on the 5. Like, you thought somebody jumped in just to touch your leg?
Yeah.
But if something like that happened, wouldn't you jump? I mean, like, that's the thing is, like, we don't actually think that that's happened, but something so out of the expected happened that it's as if someone jumped into the car. It's that startling. I'm the same way. Like, I remember my first roommate out here, I was doing dishes at the sink and he came up behind me and was like trying to get my attention, but I didn't know he was there, and he tapped me on the shoulder and I swung around with a pot in my hand. I didn't hit him, but I was like, but I almost did because why would anyone touch me from behind? Right. It's like you don't. There was no reason I had to believe someone was back there.
Yeah.
That's as terrifying as if the result had been, at least in that moment of anticipation, as if the result had been, you know, the boogeyman.
Right. Because where's the logic in going up and touching someone?
Yeah.
You expect to hear their voice saying your name or something like that. But it's, I know. As soon as someone touches me, I'm like, all bets are off.
Yeah.
The older we get, the more we need the warning signs that we've come to expect out of the world. Just that we are aware of the series of events that will precede something major happening to get our attention, and if they don't come when we suddenly experience that startle, it's I don't think it's any different than the way that a child reacts to, you know, a stranger or whatever. It's just that new phenomenon.
That is it exactly and needing those warnings is exactly why, no matter how rich I get, which won't be very rich, I'm gonna buy an old ass house, because I need to hear
the creaks.
I want to hear the creaks.
You gotta hear the creaks.
It's like a security system.
Absolutely. Like, it creeps me out when places are too quiet.
Yes.
I also think it scares me, the idea of having too big of a house too, because having a house where like it's so big an intruder could be living there for a day and you never even notice.
That is the nightmare. That they arrived, they've staked you out long enough to have set up shop. They're in the house, you don't know where in the house. Actually, I don't know, the older I get, the less I can tell where sounds are coming from. So what you just described is my living nightmare. There's someone in the house and I can't find them.
They're Airbnb.
They put up some posters.
I completely forgot I rented you my Airbnb. All right, come down and have breakfast.
Oh, God. That would be terrifying. I can't tell. I'm not good at directionality.
Mm-mm.
Like, in terms of anything. Like, I can't catch. Like, if somebody throws something at me, I'm like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? I'm like, am I supposed to? How do you catch things? Please explain.
That's a good question.
It's hard to explain.
Yeah. I guess if you could explain it really easily, like, children would immediately master it, instead of fathers eventually having to move out of the house because of how poor their children are at doing it. I guess, do you do it with two hands?
It depends on what you're catching. You catch something small with one hand, probably.
But I mean, so I'm holding up my wallet right now. Yeah. If I were to throw my wallet, how would you catch it?
Throw it at me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess Deanna should have pointed out that she's not that great at throwing either.
I wish I was so confident what was going to happen was I was going to catch it, and now I'm catching it would help me to explain how to catch, but instead I shouted and smacked it on the floor.
I just sort of flung it at you. Like, I also don't know how to throw.
Oh, no, totally. Incidentally, that's exactly how Madeline reacted to our time in virtual reality at Jash. This is 100% true. Madeline would grab anything in sight and literally throw it at everyone around to get them to go away.
It was we went to Jash because they're experimenting with recording podcasts in VR. And so we went there just to test out the equipment, and we went into these virtual chat rooms.
Yeah.
And it was really kind of creepy because there were real people from around the world in there with their own avatars. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you go in, everybody tries to get on top of you.
Why?
I don't know. It just put all kinds of red flags in my brain. You know, because it felt like it was really happening.
Yeah.
You know, it was really jarring.
That's horrifying.
It was really scary.
Yeah.
Madeline apparently has some sort of gravitational pull for people from the island prison of Australia.
They were up in her business. Hey, watch it down.
Hi.
You American. Because everybody has a mic and you can hear their real person voice too. And that's really creepy. So it's a weird, blocky avatar, but then just someone's voice, through a headset.
Yeah. Why would you want that? That's terrifying.
I don't know.
That's have you ever seen early versions of Laura Croft?
Mm-hmm.
Her boobs were just triangles.
Yeah, yeah.
I imagine that, but with Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yes. Yes.
I was looking that up because I Googled triangle boobs yesterday. I don't know why I did that either.
There's never a bad reason to Google triangle boobs.
Sure.
Let's look it up right now. I'm going to do it.
Let's all look up triangle boobs. I think I was – I'm trying to remember why I looked it up. I was worried that I have triangle boobs.
Oh. Does any, I don't know if anybody at, I don't know if triangle boobs anybody can have.
I feel like boobs are naturally slightly triangular, like way more triangular than they are circular, and we just
they're
don't want
to admit
like, it.
I feel like parabolic.
What's a parabolic?
Like they're like kind of like a, maybe I'm just revealing what my boobs
are. Oh, yeah.
Sort of like a slopey oval.
Oh, mine aren't like that at
oh,
all. No,
really?
That's not, I've seen so many boobs. That's oh. totally abnormal. I'm kidding.
I was like,
so yeah, so this
oh.
is what you were looking
yeah,
at.
That's yeah, that's exactly yeah. what I was looking at, yeah.
What were you looking at?
Triangle boobs of Lara Croft.
Oh yeah,
but I also feel like when you think about it, like boobs, like they kind of go up to a point. No, it's like
oh,
they're like a little triangular.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
Wait, what happens if you're not lucky?
Yeah, what happens?
Do they stop?
They get
somewhere?
Lower and lower.
Oh, that's
lower.
True. That's true. Yeah, I think everyone's unlucky then.
Yeah, yeah,
if,
yeah we're all.
If
unlucky.
This picture I just found of Jack Nicholson is any indication, we're all unlucky.
This oh yeah is oh, that Jack yeah? Nicholson? I thought that was yeah. Danny DeVito.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so guys, you don't have to start Danny DeVito. We all become Danny DeVito.
Yeah, become Danny DeVito.
So it feels like so you're not okay. So like you said before that like you're not a hypochondriac, but it does feel like you're like a
death of chondriac.
Yeah. But it also it doesn't feel. It feels like the chondriac part is, or the
it's deserved.
It's deserved. Yeah, like
yeah. It's like a fear of sharks. Like we should be afraid of sharks. It's
oh,
not
absolutely.
Phobia.
Yeah.
It's like
oh, yeah.
It'd be crazy to say that you were weird to be afraid of sharks. Like you would just have been around some. You've seen some death looking things. Yeah,
I've seen some shark looking.
Is that where your parents still live?
My mom still lives there.
So
yeah,
do you
go
visit her there? Yeah,
I do, and she's no longer in that neighborhood, which is
oh, okay.
which is great.
Yeah.
That really helps me out a lot.
Yeah.
But it was just it's just one of those things. I guess it makes sense, but not in Glendale, California.
Yes.
Like
yeah.
Glendale is fine.
Yes.
I could calm down a little bit.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So how do you? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Did you? How'd you feel about the snow? We had a little debate on the in the intro before you got here. I hated snow, and so I was very happy to move away from the cold. Madeline, she likes the snow every once in a while. Do you miss it when you go back?
No. When I go back, I'm like, this is a horrible tundra. Why do people live here?
Yeah.
I think that's the difference between like so I'm from New Jersey, and it was unusual for us to have like. So much snow you couldn't live your life.
Yeah.
And so I think like I think that's what gave me snow affection because it was like most of the time pretty fun and like you know you'd have to shovel every now and then but like I think Detroit level snow would really turn someone off.
We're literally north of Canada.
Yeah.
That's like a true story.
Yeah.
You drive
that's crazy.
North to get to Canada.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
By the way, if Trump really enacts a lot of these plans, you can get to Canada from Detroit, guys. Just go to Canada.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
That's true. To know.
Just not in the winter. Yeah. It's a tundra. Why would anyone go through there?
Oh, yeah. Not
but the rest of the time.
But yeah, May. Yeah. May's fine.
Stop in May.
So are you scared of getting sick at all?
I do. I just do all the time.
You
so
get
I'm
sick
just
a lot?
So used. Oh, my gosh. I had MRSA.
Wait, what is that?
Oh, let's see if I can remember what it stands for. It's metabolic resistant staff.
Oh, it's an infection.
It should be infection, but it ends with an A. I don't know what the A stands for.
How did you
asshole?
Get...
I don't know.
An infection is like one of my like biggest like hypochondriac fears is some kind of infection. How did tell me everything?
So okay.
Aureus.
This is gross.
That's the A.
Aureus.
A-U-R-E-U-S.
I want to get some consent before I go on this tangent. This is really gross.
Oh yeah, I mean,
are you comfortable?
I started this.
Great.
So.
Yeah,
we started this podcast.
Yeah,
we love
a gross thing.
Well, okay, this is really gross. So I was in grad school, and I had this job, which was I was the coffee girl. I would work in like the school coffee shop, so I was touching a lot of hands, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And the school had not been cleaning, like you know, like gym mats. It was an art school, so we were all like rolling on the ground, and they never cleaned those mats. And that is I'm knocking everything over. That's a great way to breed a MRSA like outbreak.
Yeah.
So people were starting to get staph infections in their hands and in their arms and in their eye.
My gosh.
And
what would that look like in your eye? Did you see it?
I didn't see it, but apparently it's disgusting. It's like pus. It's so bad.
This is my like a hot. This is what I have nightmares about.
Mm-hmm. But see, it's better. That's what you want. You want it like somewhere where you're like, this is obviously a problem. Yeah, I can tell because what happened to me is I got MRSA in my vagina.
No.
Yes, and I didn't know it, and I didn't know it for a long time, and I just I had my period for like a month straight.
Will MRSA give that to you?
I don't think it did. I think it was just my body being like, something horrible is happening.
Just like getting it out of there. Yeah. That's where it comes.
Yeah, it was like flood, and because I had this once again. So
hey, we did this.
No, bring it on.
We want it, but we're gonna react poorly. But we want this. We want this.
You should absolutely. The other thing that that I had at the time was I was trying to be like eco-friendly and reusable, so I had a menstrual cup.
Oh yeah.
So what I was effectively doing was taking MRSA out of my vagina every day and putting it back into my. And it just so happened
you just put that MRSA cup right back in your vagina.
Yeah. Right back from where it came.
Yeah.
That sounds like MRSA cup sounds like something from like the worst of the Indiana Jones. go on.
Indiana Jones and the Lost MRSA cup.
Yeah.
And also, doesn't it sound like something that would be on the Chappelle Show? That MRSA cup.
MRSA cup.
Well, who was that rapper he used to do? Lil Jon?
Yeah, Lil Jon. Yeah, I was thinking it
sounded kind of like a rap.
Like Lil Jon would wear like a MRSA cup around his neck or whatever, on a chain.
Yeah, that's it. I wear my MRSA cup on my chain.
Okay. Go on.
Oh, that's awesome. So anytime I was getting rid of the infection, like I was giving it to myself again.
I didn't know it.
And finally went to the doctor because I was like, I've had my vagina for all these years. I've had my period for a month.
Yeah.
I think this is weird.
Yeah.
And she came and she like went away and she came back and she was like, my dear, you have a horrible infection. She was like, this could kill you.
Wow.
You're lucky that it didn't. Like, it could have very easily entered your bloodstream.
Oh, my
gosh. And then you would have been totally messed up.
Oh.
But I was like, do I need to worry? She was like, yes.
Yeah.
I was like, and I was in grad school, so I was really dumb. I was like, I don't really have any money for medicine. Can I use, like, apple cider vinegar or something? She's like, no. You have to take care of this with real medicine right away.
Immediately.
Yeah.
In your mind, where would you have put the apple cider vinegar? Okay, moving on.
Hole number two.
Yeah.
Take a guess.
I would think that.
In my MRSA, I guess I could have put it in my MRSA cup.
Just fill your MRSA cup with apple cider vinegar.
My MRSA cup runneth over. It's so gross. It was just a thing. That was the only symptom. That was the only symptom I had because she was like, it looks fine. You just look like you're bleeding a lot.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. So it wasn't like.
It wasn't
like mess. I don't know. It didn't look like it.
You're doing all your hand gestures of like sticky, gross.
It wasn't like rashy or anything.
No,
that's crazy.
I was just lucky that my body was like, get it.
You have your period forever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, that's nuts.
So be terrible to the environment.
Do you use a menstrual cup anymore?
I just ordered one online because I was like, I'm going to try it. I'm going to boil it every day. I'm really going to, but yeah.
I've been like thinking about getting like a Diva cup or whatever, and that kind of made me decide not to.
But think, we're in that online group together, right? Are we in that lady comedy group?
I was in it until it was dissolved due to the disagreement about how much we were supposed to talk about menstrual.
Things. Menstrual cups.
Menstrual cups. Menstrual cups.
Wow.
And then I don't believe I joined the new group.
That's fine.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yes.
No, that's fine. I just only bring it up because like so many people in that group use it.
I think that's what made me start thinking. I think the original menstrual cup group made me think I should get one.
Yeah, we've just been talking about menstrual cups for 10 minutes. But no one else has ever reported anything like this. It was just me, and it was just because my school was disgusting. That was their fault.
Yeah.
And mine.
Well, that makes me want to clean my yoga mat, though, because I've never cleaned it.
You should.
And I recently...
Do you do naked yoga?
No, but I have athlete's foot right now, just a little bit, and But I was so I was like, oh, I should clean it so I don't get like spread it to my hands, you know, because like a yoga mat, you're putting your hands and your feet all around the same places. And I was going to, my plan was to just spray it with some apple cider vinegar.
Put it in the washing machine.
Yeah, you can?
Yeah, you can put yoga mats in the washing machine.
Oh, sure.
And shower curtains too. Like the liners.
No way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's great.
You got
That's
to.
That's great.
Yeah.
You got to.
You get that, they get the mildew on it. And,
I know. I, then
you see
I just throw it
stuff,
away and get
you
got to
throw it
one.
Away. Yeah. Once it's got the black stuff, it's got to go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Mm. So we just discussed some really gross things.
Yeah.
Now I feel like let's switch over to the subject of food.
Yeah.
So let's before we get into this, because we Madeline and I we started it in a phone conversation over the this the planning of this podcast, today's podcast, and then it extended into the intro today. We've been talking a bunch about peanut butter and almond butter. What's your what's your take on peanut butter? Do you like the stuff?
I like it. I don't love it.
You don't love it.
I'm not like a peanut butter head.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What about almond butter? Have you had almond butter?
I have, and my mother is very anti-peanut butter and very pro-almond butter.
Oh,
really?
good to know.
Oprah.
Okay, Oprah.
Oh,
so
wait,
Oprah's
like
did. Oprah
butter?
Did this. Okay, that explains it. Oprah did this.
Oprah is the reason almond butter like exists.
Oh, that's really good to know. This is good to know.
Thank you. Because we literally, we were like, why do people like almond butter? And we Googled it, and like nutritionally, it's not wildly different from peanut butter. And then we were wondering, so we tell
peanut butter.
Tell me.
It was because I remember watching, seeing this episode. It was like, it was like one of her new favorite things.
Yeah.
And she, I remember, was saying like, it's so much healthier. It's so much this, it's so much that. And I remember when I finally got old enough to buy my own groceries, like looking at the jar of almond butter and looking at the jar of peanut butter and being like, these are the same.
They're
this
the
one
same.
Is $7. This one is $1.99.
Yeah.
But my mother is very anti-peanut butter. Like whenever
That's
I'm
so
like,
funny.
Whenever she's like, what are you eating for dinner? I'm like, just a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. She corrects me and she says almond butter. I'm like,
I'm eating peanut butter.
It doesn't change the sandwich.
Your mom's gonna have some opinions on this next segment. She's gonna have some real opinions, and we hope to hear from her.
I'll have her do the call-in segment.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, please. Yeah. Deanna's mom, if you're out there, we really would like to hear from
she's
you.
She's out there. She's not dead.
I mean, right. Well, yeah, no. Sorry. We know that you're living and probably, you know, that no one's taken you or anything. But,
hey.
My point was just if you're listening to the podcast.
Yeah, okay.
I assumed all things are good in your life. Maybe so good that you don't listen to our podcast. That's all I was saying. That's all I was saying.
She's out there buying so much almond butter.
So basically what we went down this kind of healthy nut butter rabbit hole, and it made us, we started talking about even just like what is supposed to be a healthy peanut butter. Cause I feel like just the peanut butter you're supposed to eat has like changed so wildly. Mm-hmm. So I have a little, blind taste test that I set up, and it's all of different healthy peanut butters.
I'm excited.
And so I basically, I will bring the three of you. It'll be Zig, Ben, and Deanna. I know what they are, so I'm not going to participate. But then I want you to taste each one and then rate each one that you taste on a scale of 1 to 5 for both how tasty it is and also how healthy you think it is based on how it tastes.
Okay. I'm excited.
I'll get the peanut butters.
Nice.
Are either of you allergic to anything?
Artificial sweeteners, like any like fake sugar kind of thing. Beer. I'm allergic to beer.
I used to be allergic to milk when I was a kid, but now I'm good. That's it. Yeah, just milk and cats. That's it.
You grew out of it?
Yeah, well, I wasn't like, I was like haha allergic. Like I'd you know, if I drank milk, I would like, you know, get a stuffy nose. I wouldn't like have like a swallow or anything. Yeah.
I've never heard someone describe it as ha-ha allergic. Ha-ha, your body's reacting poorly.
If you're ha-ha allergic to anything, just tweet at us, please, and use the hashtag ha-ha allergic.
We haven't hashtagged in a while.
No, we really haven't.
Get us some ha-ha allergies.
Okay, so everybody, I'm going to give everybody 5 spoons, because I can't figure out a better way to make sure we're not...
exchanging germs.
I appreciate it. I just told you guys the deadly infection I had, so I'm glad.
I am.
Thank you.
I am so glad you told us that story.
Would you? Oh, am I?
Yeah, I really. I'm always interested in like a communicable infection, specifically if it's... I'm very into fungal infections.
Oh!
Or very interested, not into them, but because of a time that I had ringworm, and then it's like you, all I've been able to think about.
You know what? I had somebody once told me, they were like, they were talking about like the how they used to get worms as a kid. I can't remember who it was. And they were like, but everybody did that. And I was like, what? So maybe you're in good company.
Yeah. Maybe I am.
We had ringworm. We both had ringworm.
Where?
My arm, Madeline's leg.
How do you get... we're about to eat peanut butter. Okay. But how do you get ringworm?
I got mine back in... Well, I had one... I had it when I was young from dirty children.
Yeah.
I worked in like a daycare.
Yeah.
And
it's not a worm. It's like just athlete's foot.
Basically. Yeah, yeah.
Like ringworm is just athlete's foot when it's not on your foot.
That makes me feel better.
Yeah.
I thought it was literally like a worm that was in somebody's skin.
So on that note, here's peanut butter number one. Zig. Give it a try. Here, I'll get...
What are
everybody?
We? What are the terms again? One through five.
Yeah, 1 through 5 on how tasty it is, and also 1 through 5 on how healthy you think it is based on how it tastes. Well, so everybody's tasting peanut butter number one, and we can, if you want to tell me your ratings, I can even write them down for you. Peanut butter number one.
It's very peanutty.
It's very peanutty.
Very peanutty. Okay.
I guess we didn't take into consideration what putting thick peanut butter in your mouth would do for speaking. But
oh, we took it into consideration.
We did? I forgot.
And it seemed fun.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I don't like the taste of this one.
Yeah, I feel like this is probably... It feels like it's probably the healthiest.
Yeah, it tastes healthy.
Yeah.
So that's what we're rating, 1 through 5 healthy,
and
1 through 5
why don't
tasty.
We come up with a name, a number together. I don't think there's any reason to... like, it's, you guys can... The three of you can agree. Like, so number one, how... So on a scale 1 to 5, so it doesn't seem like it's
hard
tasty.
To say because this is the first peanut butter. Like, I didn't like it, but I have nothing to compare
So
I'm saying, like, I don't know if it's a... I would either give it a 1 or a 2, and I would give it a 2 if there was one that you gave us that tasted worse
even
than this.
Worse.
But if this was the worst that one, then I'd give it a 1.
Yeah, I guess roll the dice. Yeah.
So I'll say 1.5.
Yeah, I'll say two.
I'll say a 2. Yeah, I'll be optimistic. Say a 2.
Okay, cool. Cool.
So it's coming in at a little under 2.
A little under 2, okay.
And then health-wise, I'm going to give it a 4.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys think it's a 4?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So Chase, I guess I don't have to write this down. I can just enjoy.
Yeah, I can. I'll just write it down.
It's super roasted. It tastes very concentrated.
Really roasted.
Guesses? Well, I mean, this is this is a crazy question, but any guesses for what it might be?
I think it's that one that has healthy in the title. Healthy.
Healthy butter.
Yeah.
Healthy butter. Okay. We think it's maybe healthy butter.
I think it's healthy butter light.
I feel like artisanal is going to be somewhere in
it just seems like
it'd be artisanal.
There is a Jif Naturals.
Mm-hmm.
And
I wonder if it's that. Because
I think the Jif Naturals is going to taste more like Jif.
I hope so.
But, like, have just lied. I think it's going to have lied to us and claimed to be natural.
Scoop of number 2.
Oh, so we're new spoons?
Yeah. Oh, this is the texture is much different of this.
Yeah. Do you want me to throw away your other spoon?
No, it's okay. I like to look at what I've done to myself.
Is that enough?
It smells better. It smells like it's going to taste better.
Actually, I'm going to taste it too because I put these together, but I didn't taste
this. This is peanut butter.
One. First peanut butter, having tried
so much
this one.
Like in a taste test commercial. Now this is peanut butter.
First peanut butter wasn't salted, for one.
Yeah.
And I think Deanna hit the nail on the head. It had that taste of like the dry roasted.
Yeah.
Like the when you buy like the almonds from like the farmer's market and like they've done nothing to these things except roast them.
Yep.
It was like that equivalent of a peanut butter. Mm. This one, agree with Zig, this one tasted like what I remember peanut butter to taste like.
Uh-huh.
Somebody else want to start the ratings?
Yeah.
Taste. I want to give this one a solid 4.
I'm
respecting this.
I'm with it. Cool. I'm with you.
Cool.
I'll give it a 3.
Okay. So the group. So we'll average. So I mean, to do a.
It's coming in around 3.5.
Yeah. Great.
This tastes like it would. If I had to guess brand.
Yeah.
I would say this is like a. This is probably closer to like a Jif Natural.
Yeah, I'm going to say this is Jif Natural.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Yeah. How healthy do you guys think it is? Yeah, just a
2.
1 to 5.
Yeah, I'm going to get the 2.
Yeah.
It tastes too good.
Delicious.
Okay, great. Yeah. Here's a number 3.
Which one was that? This one?
Yeah, it was number.
Maybe just work on this one for a little while.
Yeah.
Oh, this one looks like
a cup. Yeah,
this one's pretty soupy.
Yeah. This one looks healthy again.
Yeah, I'm gonna stir it.
Is this one?
All right. Zig.
All right, I'm coming
in. Scoop it up. Careful. This one is really.
You got to spin it like spaghetti.
It's a greasy.
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, I'll take some. We'll make sure to snap.
You guys are really getting a lot of peanut butter.
Yeah, it's hard not. You got to twirl it.
No,
it's really,
no, no. There you go. I just did a little dip. Yeah. Oh, I turned my microphone. That's what happened.
Oh, hello.
This one's disgusting. This one looks like a tahini dip.
I hate this one.
This one's oily.
No, it is disgusting.
Tell. No.
Oh.
No.
Okay, so
this is peanut oil.
Yeah, this is peanut oil.
You go on top of that other gross food.
So I'm gonna say, I'm gonna give this one a one then, because I think it's worse than the first one that we had.
Yeah, this is a solid one.
This is,
which means it must be like extraordinarily healthy.
See, I feel like it is not healthy.
It doesn't, because it's too oily, right?
Yeah, it's so oily, and I'm like, something's weird here.
But healthier than that last one, you think?
Ooh, I think it's, well, the last one is so, like, I still have a little bit of the last one. It feels, like, more whipped, so I don't know. I said that to be like, so I don't know.
I thought you knew, because you used the word whipped, like, oh, she's got, like, a thesis coming on.
This is like the CSI of peanut butter. I noticed this one's a little whipped.
I'll give it a, I'll tie it with that last one and say a two.
Okay. What do you guys think, healthy-wise?
Oh, that's what I mean, health-wise,
oh, yeah.
Too, taste-wise.
Oh, yeah, did everybody agree with that?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay, great.
Oh, sorry, we're all like, mwah.
Yeah.
This is actually really fun. This is really fun.
Yeah, this is a good time, yeah.
I keep going back to number two, like, whenever.
Yeah. Well, you can also, whichever one you like the most,
good.
You can take home with you, if you like.
Ooh.
We like to send all of our guests home with an edible prize.
With a small amount.
Number four. Very small amount. Just enough to upset your mother.
Here's a bit of nut butter for you.
Damn, Madeline. You're going to pound that.
I know.
Especially because you said you weren't playing this game.
I know. I love peanut butter. I also didn't eat lunch.
Yeah, I didn't eat lunch either. This one's interesting because there's like a real granular quality to it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't mind it.
It's not as good as two.
No, it's not as good as two, but it's better than...
Yeah, this is... Two and this person are definitely in the lead right now for taste wise.
Oh yeah, 100%.
I'm gonna give this one 2.75
for taste.
What are you, the Russian judges? Yeah,
2.75.
You guys agree?
I'm gonna lean into three.
I'm gonna go with a three as well.
I'll give it a three. Screw it.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'll give this one. And three for days.
It's not a good time to be compared to the Russians.
No.
I realized it as I was saying it. I was like, ooh, sensitive time.
Okay, last one.
And what do you rate that one on healthy?
Oh, right.
On the healthy scale.
I think it's healthier than the one we all liked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a healthy peanut butter.
What's like a three? Right? Is that like in the middle?
Yeah.
So this is a solid three across the board.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like it's tasty enough that I'd be like, I don't mind eating this no matter how healthy it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I think that one's from Trader Joe's, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We stopped guessing. Saying Trader Joe's brand. That's a good guess because Madeline's a Trader Joe head.
I am a Trader Joe head. I do shop at Trader Joe's. Okay. Number five is a little bit of a wild card.
Is this powdered?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I think I know what this is. I know what that is.
You do?
I do.
Alan, you cheated.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
No, it's...
I just like to turn on you.
I remember...
I got way too much.
Zig.
Oh, yeah.
I just turned to Zig and he doubled over. He's like...
Yeah, because it's like an adhesive for tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my tongue immediately couldn't lift from the bottom of my mouth.
Oh, it's powder. You're supposed to stick it in your nose.
That was just...
Well, I guess I like the cocaine one more than the tahini one, but otherwise I'm going to say that was the worst. No, I guess I would go
horrible.
With worse than the tahini.
I don't think it was worse, but but I know what it is, so I don't feel bad about it.
See, no one told me that I got such a good spoonful of it.
Right, because it doesn't seem like it's going to be a lot, and then it enters your mouth, and it's like...
I got it all over the microphone, because it just... A gust of it blew out of my mouth.
A gale.
All right, what are we? What number are we going to give it? Deanna, you want to kick this one off? Because you already know what it is.
Well, but I don't want to sway you guys. I'll give it the health, which I think is the healthiest. I think that one's the healthiest.
Okay. I agree that that one had to be the healthiest because who would do that otherwise? Should we say five?
Yes.
That one's a healthy five?
Yeah.
And then taste, it's a one?
I'm giving that a solid one.
Okay.
My jaw is actually tired.
So what I think is interesting about this is that let me just make sure about this. With the exception of number three, which was the tahini one, there seems to be like an oppositional correlation between good tasting and healthy.
Yeah.
And then number four was a three in taste mm-hmm. and a three in health, yeah. which is sort of like what you would expect. It's sort of the average of both. But then you get number three, and that one we said it seems unhealthy.
Yep.
It also tastes terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll take a pause.
Yeah. We'll just take. All right. So I guess I'll just do. Oh,
can I guess what the last one is?
Yes, absolutely.
Can I guess?
Yes.
I'll guess the third one.
Yeah. Go ahead. You guess.
No,
the third
you
one.
Go for. Okay.
No, you.
Well, actually, we could go one by one, and we'll have everybody. But, so, yeah. Okay. So number one, to recap, you found it to be a 1.9 on the tasty scale and a 4 on the healthy scale. Mm-hmm. Somebody guessed that it has the word healthy in the
title? It's like a healthy choice or something, peanut butter or something like that.
That's your guess?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is not healthy choice peanut butter. It is Justin's classic peanut butter.
Oh.
Justin's. And it is, out of all of these, it is one of the healthiest. I have its nutrition label on my phone. Basically, and in my research about what makes a healthy peanut butter, it was basically... if it as much as it can be just peanuts, that constitutes the healthiest peanut butter. Like a lot of the peanut butters that were the most healthy on a lot of lists had just peanuts and a little bit of salt.
Mm-hmm.
And so this Justin's classic is actually not the top healthiest out of this list because it has peanuts and palm oil. So there's some added oil.
Oh.
So it's interesting because it tastes disgusting.
Yeah.
It's pretty healthy. I would say it's the third healthiest out of the ones that we tasted.
It does not need palm oil. I can tell you that.
No.
It was fine.
It was fine. The palm oil.
I thought that was for hair. I thought palm oil was for hair.
That's pomade.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. That was a mistake. Please cut that from the podcast.
No.
unless we release this in the 1950s, please cut that from the podcast.
Is a number two.
Wow, I feel very bad about this.
That's awesome. No. Listen, I told you that I thought the Bulls were, that Michael Jordan was an actual Bull.
Yeah. No evidence that he's not. Speaking of people Madeline didn't meet in college, Michael Jordan. He's a fellow. Madeline and Michael Jordan are fellow UNC Tar Heels. Never met him.
I never met him.
If you haven't met anybody, let us know.
Hashtag never met him. So number two got the highest taste rating, 3.5.
Whoa.
And a 2 on the healthy scale. Mm-hmm. Any guesses for what that one was? That pretty tasty, crunchy one.
I liked your answer on that one, Jif Natural.
Yeah.
It's a
which I thought was a hair product. Jesus.
Yeah, I haven't even tell you, your head is always so greasy.
But all peanuts.
Yeah.
So very healthy.
Yeah, very healthy.
Very healthy. Yeah.
Long luxurious.
So this one is this is Peter Pan's version of a healthy peanut butter, which I picked because I found the list of the least healthy peanut butters, and classic Peter Pan is apparently the very least healthy peanut butter you can have.
Oh.
Because it has like a ton of added sugar and a ton of added oil. Basically, like the website that I read it on was like, if Peter Pan ate this peanut butter, he would be too fat to fly, which I thought was rude.
That's really rude. I knew exactly. It was like very uncomfortable.
I thought that was an inappropriate burn for Peter Pan peanut butter.
I thought that they were going to say, like, if Peter Pan ate this, he wouldn't live very long. You know what
right,
I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, right, yeah, something.
It was... Instead I thought just cruel.
Body shaming.
Yeah, I'm like, don't body shame Peter Pan.
No, I know. It was inappropriate. And so, but that made me want to find the healthy version of the purportedly least healthy peanut butter, and it is also, unfortunately, fully the tasty.
I feel like that's at least three quarters. You got that at least three quarters, right? Because, Jif versus – it's this. What we're saying is that's one of the ones that we all know of, the healthy version.
Right? Yes. Yeah, you got got that. So number three was the disgusting greasy peanut butter.
And I have a theory on this one. I think this is the one I have in my house that I've avoided that's made me not eat peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
But I don't remember exactly what it's called, but it's got like a lady like Laura's name in it. It's like Laura, I want to say Laura Shields, but it's not Laura Shields, like Laura Sharp or
like
something.
McClint?
You want to know what it is?
Yeah.
Do you have any guesses, Zig?
My peanut butter game is so weak, I have no idea.
My nut game's strong.
My nut game's strong.
It's Laura Scudder's peanut butter.
Yeah, we got it. Yay, we did it.
It's both disgusting and pretty much the healthiest because the ingredients are just peanuts.
Okay.
There is no added oil, which is interesting because it was straight up the oiliest.
Yeah.
And it's also, I want to point out, it's made by Smucker's. Which is only interesting because I was trying to find Smucker's has a natural peanut butter flavor that on several lists was labeled as the best, like the healthiest peanut butter because it has the least added ingredients and because you can probably find it at most grocery stores because it's like a mainstream brand. So as far as healthy peanut butter goes, Smucker's got big thumbs ups from a lot of, but it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
You tried it. The Smucker.
I feel like this is just a rebranding of the Smuckers.
Smuckers is so fun to say.
Yeah, it is.
That I want
this
to be successful.
Yeah.
It really is. So that one is horrible, but very healthy.
So we were wrong about health. We were right about taste.
And you were right about the name.
Yeah,
too.
I got the name. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
So number four, we thought was a tasty level of three and a healthy level of three.
Yeah.
Any guesses?
Is that the one that had a little sweet to it?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a thought, but I feel that I should answer last because maybe my thought has been influenced by a conversation we had.
Yeah.
So I'll go last.
Yeah, I think you probably know what it is.
I thought that was the Trader Joe's one.
Mm. Yeah, that was a good guess.
I'm going to defer with her. Trader Joe's.
This one is, actually, this is my favorite peanut butter brand.
Ooh.
This is also Justin's, but it's Justin's honey peanut butter.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, and you were exactly right that it's like slightly less healthy than than a peanut butter with no sugar. But just to like throw this out there, so that disgusting peanut butter that Laura Scudder's has 1 gram of sugar.
Uh-huh.
And this Justin's honey peanut butter. It has 4 grams. Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's not great.
So you only need a little bit.
But you only need a little bit. So that one's got peanuts and honey powder, palm oil, and a little bit of sea salt. So basically it's that gross. It's the Justin's classic from the beginning with like a little bit of sugar in it.
Well, that's all it needed.
Yeah, it needed a little bit.
Yeah.
It goes a long way.
It needed a bump.
You really need a bump. And so how about now number five, taste 1, health 5. It really stuck Zig up.
It took me out for a little bit.
Do you think? No, and you thought you knew what it was, right?
I think I know what that is.
What is it?
I think that is something called, or similar, called PB2, which is a defatted peanut powder where you take the peanuts and you take the oil out, and it's good for smoothies, but it's not good for spinning.
Yes.
Right. Okay, it does have use.
It's Jif brand, because I got it at Ralph's. It's just like a sack. It's like in a bag.
It's like a light brown bag. Yeah, I have it in my house.
Oh, no way. And that actually, this ties with Laura Scudder's horrible peanut butter for the healthiest because it's another product where it's just peanuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got that part right.
Yeah.
We gave it a 5 on the health scale.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, if you want, you can turn it into peanut butter by just adding water, but I thought it would be more fun for people to taste something that was a little different.
Yeah, definitely. It was good.
You had fun, right?
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
Wasn't that fun?
It was great. Deanna, Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast and for playing this weird game with us.
Thank you. This was so much fun.
This was our first one back after the holiday. People don't know that, you heard them last week. But those are from December. This was our first back, and you were such a great guest to kick off the new year for us. It was such
a
natural.
Do you want to plug anything real quick?
You want to plug?
Yes, I would love to. You can catch me on the UCB show season 2. Ooh, on CISO, premiering in January.
Yay!
Great. Definitely check her out.
Yeah.
And all these new shows coming in, what was it?
I
Love Dick.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't, but no. I do love the show.
Yeah, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been Definitely Dying. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes, and you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Definitely Dying.
Until next time, stay healthy.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.